launching into the second hour of the program here. We're talking about the Silk Road. Huge news today as the FBI announced they have arrested the man they believe to be Dread Pirate Roberts. Dread Pirate Roberts, a.k.a. DPR, is known as the operator, the creator, the programmer behind the top administrator of the Silk Road, which is an online, or was, because it's now been taken down, an online black marketplace where you can purchase everything from drugs to fake IDs and other interesting products and services. There was a very fascinating, nearly 40-page indictment that I read earlier this afternoon to kind of get a better idea of what exactly had transpired in this particular case. And with you tonight, by the way, in the studio here, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have read this indictment, but if you have any questions or if there feels like there's something I've glossed over, let me know, and I'll be happy to focus a little bit further on that.
Great.
But the indictment goes into a lot of detail on how they identified this man, Ross Ulbricht, from San Francisco, as Dread Pirate Roberts. The one thing they really needed to have in order to make the connections that they made was the Silk Road server. And in the indictment, it just kind of glosses over how they found the server. It just says the FBI found the server, and then they managed to get an image of the entire server.
Well, one thing we know is that people tend to imprint on the first 24 hours worth of news on a particular story. That's a very important part of the news cycle, right?
Like okay.
That can really modify how people believe in a story. You know, when you come out with the story about what happened, 30 or 40 years later, nobody even knows or cares what happened, but that first 24 hours is really important. When was the last time you saw the federal government give this detailed of information this quickly on somebody?
Well, the story, there was one story that claims the person who released this indictment had managed to ferret it out somehow, that it was supposedly sealed. So it wasn't supposed to come out this early,
okay. Supposedly.
But how did they end up catching him? Well, the linchpin of it was that they were able to find the Silk Road server, download an entire or two, and then have copied, presumably by the company that was hosting the server, the entirety of the Silk Road, and then they were able to use forensic analysis on that to determine certain information from which they then found out who Dread Pirate Roberts was. But here's a story from Slate where they're summarizing what they call the boneheaded mistake that brought down an online drug dealing empire. Even the finest programmers could use a little help from their friends on Stack Overflow now and then. Stack Overflow is a website which invites users to ask and answer one another's questions about specific coding problems and has become a global hub for software engineers, catering to pros and amateurs alike. Silk Road mastermind Dread Pirate Roberts, it seems, was no exception. According to the criminal complaint against Ross William Ulbricht, the man who allegedly ran the vast online drug marketplace from his San Francisco apartment, he ventured humbly onto the site in March 2012 to ask a couple of friendly questions. The first one was, it seems, relatively innocuous, if a bit unorthodox, but a second query struck FBI investigators as rather incriminating in retrospect. He asked, "How can I connect to a Tor hidden service using curl in PHP?" Silk Road is, of course, a Tor hidden service, perhaps the world's most famous one at that. But here's the facepalm-worthy part.
According to right there, buddy?
No, I'm not. For whatever reason, I'm a little bit congested. According to the criminal complaint, Ulbricht posted the question using his own real name. Less than 1 minute later after posting it, he changed his username to Frosty. Then, one assumes, banged his head against a hard wall several times. According to the complaint, the Stack Overflow post served as key evidence for authorities trying to link Ulbricht to Silk Road. From the complaint, based on forensic analysis, this is an excerpt from the complaint, of the Silk Road web server, I know the computer code includes a customized PHP strip based on curl that is functionally very similar to the computer code described in Ulbricht's posting on Stack Overflow and includes several lines of code that are identical to lines of code posted quoted in the posting. Oh, and the encryption key on the Silk Road server ended with a substring, Frosty at Frosty. Whoops. So it goes on into a little bit more detail if you actually read the indictment. And what happened was, so he changed his username to Frosty on the server, and then a couple weeks later changed the email address on the on this website, Stack Overflow, changed his email. Sorry, I misspoke. He changed his username to Frosty on Stack Overflow. Then 2 weeks later, changed the email address associated with the account from his account name or from his Google, his regular Google email with his user, his real name in it, to frosty@frosty.com. And so when they were looking through the Silk Road's web server info, they found Frosty at Frosty as part of the encryption key on the Silk Road server. So maybe he actually would have been better off had he not changed.
Frosty.com is Wendy's.
Right. You can change your email to whatever you want.
Okay.
Usually if you have an email account, let me point this out. If you have an account on a server for posting messages on some sort of forum, you can usually go and change the email on that account without another verification. So you were verified the first time for the account, and then the second time you change your email, there's no verification.
Gotcha.
So maybe he actually would have been better off had he left his real name on that question rather than changing it to Frosty at Frosty, because once it became Frosty at Frosty, it became tied into something they found on the actual Silk Road server.
Yeah, I mean, you know, running a business where one has to be completely anonymous is certainly very challenging. I mean, it would be easier for somebody who never went on the Internet, but a person who never went on the Internet wouldn't know how to be a completely anonymous. It's really difficult to play that way all the time. But if I made this, I guess the thing that really just enrages me about this is that this guy was living in an apartment with roommates in San Francisco, California.
That was the first thing that struck me, was why was he still in the United States?
Okay, so I guess I'm assuming his guilt.
Well, he was under a fake ID at the house in California.
That's true. They called him Jack or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm assuming this guy's guilt. I don't know if that's the case.
We don't know who he is. Yeah, we don't know
about
it.
Why in the world would you want to have roommates that can then give some kind of testimony about your behavior to someone? You know, I mean, if you're going to sit on the... They testified, you know, testified, I don't know if that's the right term.
They in an interview with federal agents, said that their roommate stayed at home all the time and was always on his computer.
Right. So, I mean, you do you want somebody to know that information if you're Dread Pirate Roberts? I don't know if he is or not, but that's not a great thing. You know, I've never seen him touch a computer. Like, that's the information I would want my roommate to give in that circumstance, or to have no testimony whatsoever. If I lived in a $300 flat in Buenos Aires, or, you know, you pick it, Pago Pago, someplace where they've got a big old broadband connection so he can do his job, but not be in the United States, and he can have his own little apartment, that makes a heck of a lot more sense.
Well, right. Not everything adds up about this case, and it'll be, like I said, it'll be interesting to hear what Ross Ulbricht has to say about all this here when he's able to finally get some word out from whatever federal detention center that they are holding him in. But there was more to the story than that. It wasn't just that they found this Frosty email thing or whatever, that they matched that to something on the server. They also found that there was something hard-coded into the Silk Road server that allowed the administrator, in this case, Dread Pirate Roberts, to access it from a specific IP address. That IP address, and I may be mixing this up, but anyway, they found that that IP address was, I believe, from the area in which this guy's house was. There was an internet shop that was being, or like an internet coffee shop thing that was being utilized that was 500 feet away from his house. This internet shop's IP address was tied into this access to the Silk Road servers. So, like, it's pretty damning, at least so it seems from the indictment. It seems like this dude literally went, you know, down the street to the local internet cafe and administered his Silk Road site from that location.
One should understand why they would, like, it seems pretty bad, but... Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just stunned by this. I don't like some of the facts I hear.
All right. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So was it Ross Ulbricht, or did they get the wrong guy? Has he been framed somehow? Is the real Dread Pirate Robert still out there somewhere? But either way, the Silk Road is down. The question is, will it come back? It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. We're talking about the Silk Road. It's been taken down. A man has been arrested. He has been fingered as the man behind Silk Road. But is he really? Well, I guess time will tell on that one. Ross Ulbricht is his name. And he's definitely a liberty-minded guy. He's got on his Facebook page links to, or in his likes section, Liberty on Tour, something that we've covered extensively here on Free Talk Live, the Mises Institute.
Liberty on Tour had most of its marketing done through Free Talk Live. I wouldn't doubt if old Ross has spent a little time listening to Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, I did do some communicating with the Dread Pirate Roberts while he was...
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that.
Well,
okay.
I did some communicating with him.
Yeah.
I'm a reporter, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to talk to people. And the guy from NPR didn't get in any trouble for it.
Yeah.
So, talking
Forbes,
to somebody...
you mean?
Yeah, what's that?
Forbes. He did an interview with Forbes.
I thought it was NPR that did the... that got on. Okay, yeah. Forbes. The guy from Forbes didn't get in any trouble. Just talking to the man. Not, anything beyond that. Whatever. So, yeah, it's, I bet he's listened to the show.
I'm going to give you more about how the takedown happened, how do they identify him, or what are they claiming is their evidence. There's more to it than what we gave you a moment ago. We'll get into the detail here, but your thoughts are also welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us via Skype. Username there is lrn.fm.
There's a controversial video called Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, and it explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you. You can find it by going through schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's continue here. BBC has a detailed piece. I'm glad they put this together because it'll prevent me from actually having to read directly from the indictment here as to how did they catch this man, 29-year-old Ross William Ulbricht, arrested, they say on Wednesday, but that's not the case from what I understand. They busted him yesterday. It was an underground website where people all over the world were able to buy drugs. In the months leading up to Mr. Ulbricht's arrest, according to the BBC, investigators undertook a painstaking process of piecing together the suspect's digital footprint, going back years into his history of communicating with others online. And that's one of the things that supposedly brought him down, was the fact that he made a few mistakes early on in this process. Maybe he got better at it later, but those mistakes were preserved for all time for the investigators to find. The detail has been outlined in their complaint. The search started with work from Agent-1, the code name given to the expert cited in court documents, who undertook an extensive search on the Internet that sifted through pages dating back to January of 2011. In fact, we forgot to mention this, Nemi, but you did a look up on the site, and you found out that Silk Road did start back in February of 2011.
That's right.
So the feds are alleging that Dread Pirate Roberts has been the same Dread Pirate Roberts from the beginning through today.
If Dread Pirate Roberts knew that that he had made mistakes early on,
mm-hmm.
maybe he was trying to distance himself in the story with Forbes from the mistakes that he had made previously.
Maybe. And maybe this is all.
Maybe
Dread Pirate Roberts set this kid up or something like that to take the fall for him. Who knows?
Could be.
So they did this search of the Internet. The trail began with a post made on a web forum. What they wanted to find was, where was the first mention of the Silk Road? When did that happen? Because whoever it was that was first on the scene promoting the Silk Road, maybe that was Dread Pirate Roberts, right? So what they did was they looked and they looked and they went back in time on, Google or whatever search method they used to find this information. And they found that back, a while back, the trail began with a website where users discussed the use of magic mushrooms. I believe it's called the Shroomery. In a post titled Anonymous Market Online? A user nicknamed Altoid started publicizing the site. He claims in his post, "I came across this website called Silk Road. Let me know what you think." And there was a little bit more to it than that. It was like, "I'm worried that it's not secure and da-da-da-da, let me know what you think," kind of thing. So, it was posted as though it were just, "Oh, well, look, there's this online drug market I found."
Well, when you have a website on tour, the whole purpose of it is that it's impossible to find unless you know how to get there.
Yeah.
It's impossible to find unless you know how to get there.
Unless someone tells you, yeah.
The first person who points at a website on tour is likely affiliated in some way with the person who put it up.
The post contained a link to the site hosted by the popular blogging platform WordPress. This provided another link to the Silk Road's location on the so-called dark web. Records obtained by Agent 1 from WordPress discovered, unsurprisingly, that the blog had been set up by an anonymous user who had hidden their location, so they had set it up through Tor. But then Altoid appeared in another place, this time on the Bitcoin discussion website, bitcointalk.org. And again, he called himself Altoid. The FBI claims this is Mr. Ulbricht, was using common online marketing tactics. In other words, he was trying to make the Silk Road go viral. Months later, in October, Altoid appeared again, but made a slip-up, granting investigators a major lead. In a post seeking to find an IT expert with knowledge of Bitcoin, he asked people to contact him via rossulbricht@gmail.com.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
With the Gmail address to hand, Agent 1 linked this address to accounts on the Google Plus social network and YouTube video site. There, he discovered some of Mr. Ulbricht's interests. Among them, according to viewing history, was economics. In particular, Mr. Ulbricht's account had favorited several clips from the Ludwig von Mises Institute, a renowned Austrian school of economics. Years later, on the Silk Road discussion forums, Dread Pirate Roberts would make several references to the Mises Institute and its work. According to the court complaint document, it was the discovery of the rossulbricht@gmail.com email address that gave investigators a major boost in their search. Through records obtained from Google, details of IP addresses and therefore locations used to log into Mr. Ulbricht's account focused the search on San Francisco, specifically an internet cafe on Laguna Street. Furthermore, a detailed analysis of Silk Road source code highlighted a function that restricted who was able to log in to control the site, locking it down to just one IP address. As would be expected, Dread Pirate Roberts was using a VPN, a virtual private network, to generate a false IP address designed to cover his tracks. However, the provider of the VPN was subpoenaed by the FBI. While efforts have been made by Dread Pirate Roberts to delete data, the VPN server's records showed a user logged in from an internet cafe just 500 feet from an address on Hickory Street, known to be the home of a close friend of Mr. Ulbricht's, and a location that had been also used to log into his Gmail account. It was at this point in the investigation these clues, investigators concluded, were enough to suggest that Mr. Ulbricht and DPR, if not the same person, were at the very least in the same location at the same time. That's when the complaint goes into detail about further leads. For instance, in July of this year, by coincidence, a routine border check of a package inbound from Canada discovered forged documents for several fake identities, all containing photographs of the same person. It was headed to San Francisco's 15th Street. Homeland Security visited the address and found the man in the photographs, Mr. Ulbricht. He told officers that the people he lived with knew him simply as Josh. One housemate described him as always being home, in his room, on the computer. Around the same time, investigators working on the Silk Road case later...
Can you imagine having $75 million and working hard to earn more?
Yes.
I can't. Not me.
We come back with the remainder of this story here in moments. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Do they have a good case? Or is it, you know, not quite rock solid? 855 450 free. You can take control and share your thoughts. Is this the real Dread Pirate Roberts?
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online, just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. We've got a lot of stuff there. In fact, you can grab archives, as many episodes as you like that go back for years, all free at freetalklive.com. So go there and enjoy that. Hey, Bitcoins are still doing okay after the fall of the Silk Road. A lot of people thought it was going to be the end of Bitcoin because, for whatever reason, there's this idea that the Silk Road was the bulk of Bitcoin's business, but that's not true at all. I mean, it was definitely a popular site, no doubt about it, and the Bitcoin price did drop today, but then it went back up, and it didn't get back up to the level it was at when the day started before the news
came out. No, it was a pretty good day at 145. It had been, you know, inching up to a recent high.
So it took a hit, but it recovered within an hour from the initial hit.
It did.
So
people saw a bargain. They're like, yeah, this is ridiculous. Bitcoin's so much bigger than Silk Road.
Yeah, it is.
We'll let it, you know, let's see, it dropped down to 120. I'll buy.
Yep, and they did. And so now it's, last time I looked, it was like 125. But
that's right. People got a 10% discount on Bitcoins today. How you feel?
So tell me more about Bitcoins, Mark.
Right. If you want to get Bitcoins, use cash IntoCoins.com. If you want to have a place to keep them that's secure, and we can see security is mostly a user function on the internet, blockchain.info, that's the place to go, because not only is it usable, the site is usable from your Android or your iPhone, but it's usable from your laptop and your computer. It's easy to sort of transfer in between to do the work on the account that you want to do or whatever on your computer, and then use it on your phone. It allows you to do transactions easily right out wherever you are in the world. And I love using it. I love the blockchain app at blockchain.info. And they've got tools there that allow you to anonymize. And of course, it's encrypted. It's encrypted right in the browser, so they never have access to your account. Nor does the FBI or the NSA or whomever might be searching around. You can go get your free Bitcoin wallet today and join millions of other Bitcoin users by doing it, getting an account at blockchain.info.
So the indictment is 39 pages. I read through it today, as did a number of other folks who are authoring articles about Dread Pirate Roberts from the Silk Road being arrested, or the man they claim is Dread Pirate Roberts. Some are saying that the case is flimsy, that they don't really have that much to go on here. But on the other hand, you know, if you've actually read through this 39-page document, it seems like it's a pretty good case.
It seems like he dropped some balls that he shouldn't have.
He did. And let me get through the remainder of this BBC piece. There's only a couple more details in this. So, one, they found out that where he lived and that he had been accessing his Gmail account through his friend's Comcast account at the house at which he lived. Or that he'd moved into. And this house happens to be 500 feet away from an internet cafe from which Dread Pirate Roberts had accessed his Silk Road servers through a VPN. So it sounds like in order to access his site, he had gone to the local internet cafe and had done all of the accessing of it there.
Mm.
They also found, supposedly by coincidence, at the border... border guards found a package containing several fake identities, all containing photographs of the same person. And they went and they found the person, and it is Mr. Ross Ulbricht, who they claim is Dread Pirate Roberts. He spoke to the police at that time, spoke to Department of Homeland Security agents who came to ask him questions about those IDs. And his roommate...
So let me get this straight. When did the Department of Homeland Security come to talk to this guy?
They found him in. They found the IDs in July of this year, fairly recently.
Yeah, that's. I mean, there's your indication. You need to go.
That it's. You need to quit. Close up shop.
You need to do something.
Get out of the country.
Yeah. Well, that's what. This is what I don't understand. When you're facing life in prison, don't stay in the country in which you are facing that prison.
Mm.
Take it from a person who spent time in prison. You don't want to do that.
Around the same time, investigators working on the Silk Road case later discovered that DPR had been communicating with users privately to ask for advice on obtaining fake IDs needed in order to purchase more servers. Further activity attributed to Mr. Ulbricht took place on Stack Overflow, a question-and-answer website for programmers, which we explained to you earlier, where he slipped up and used a username that was the same as an identifying piece of information in the source code of the Silk Road servers. So ultimately, these are some of the facts or the allegations that they say connect Ross Ulbricht to Dread Pirate Roberts, and that's how they're going to try to make their case against him in this case.
It doesn't sound circumstantial. It sounds like they have evidence.
Yeah, it does sound like that. And if you want more information here on how it happened, you can read through this 39-page criminal complaint.
I know this. 60% of people who actually make it to trial on a felony are found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's chances are less than 50-50 of making it through. Just doesn't have a good chance, even if...
No, he doesn't.
You know, when you consider that fewer than 1% of people that are charged actually make it to trial, that might indicate to someone that, in fact, the people that are taking it to trial are likely to be innocent, so it would be a higher than 50-50 chance. I mean, either that, or you believe that the government only makes mistakes about 0.1% of the time, which is a ridiculous thing to believe. I mean, you have to have your head examined if you believe that the government only makes a mistake 1 out of 1,000 times.
So your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It seems like they may have a good case against this guy. I hope it's the wrong guy, and I hope that he gets out.
I hope whoever it is gets out.
Yeah. Well, no, I hope that this guy gets out, and I hope that the real Dread Pirate Roberts is never captured. But, boy, it sounds pretty bad when you actually read this indictment.
And I'd like to know, actually, what data they actually have.
So they claim they have the entirety of the server.
So what does that mean? Is that, I'm looking at a quote here that said there were approximately 1.2 million communications mm-hmm. sent between Silk Road root users. I think you had cited that before.
But supposedly the messages on the site were removed after a period of time. That's what I was understanding about Silk Road. Maybe that wasn't true. Maybe it was all being archived somewhere. But from
this
what
is
I understand,
60-day period between the 24th of May and July 23rd.
Oh, okay. So they're saying
that
there were 1.2 million sent within that
period of time. So 2 months.
Yeah.
There were 1.2 million messages through the private message system. So now the FBI or the NSA,
they've got all of those messages. Correct.
So is that tracking numbers? Is that
It's whatever. It's any of those things. It's whatever communications people were having with one another on the site.
Right.
How many, when somebody were to buy something on that site, they would have to send a shipping address. So how long that information was retained is another question.
That's right.
Now, whether or not that will lead to further arrests is also another question because, you know, one of the benefits of Tor and the anonymity of Bitcoin in this case and it is that basically you can't prove who placed those orders. Even if I had wanted to, I could go and send something to Nemi Jones. If I knew your address and I wanted to go buy some crack cocaine on the Silk Road, send it to Nemi Jones and then call the police.
Hey, look, it's Christmas.
And say, hey, I heard Nemi Jones was going to be receiving a package of crack cocaine.
She's got the crack and she's whack.
Yeah, then that could make things look pretty bad.
Pretty bad, yeah, absolutely.
And especially if you receive the package and open it, because then they'll claim that you knew what you were getting, even though most people open every package they receive, and they don't know where it's coming from.
My favorite part is going to the private mailbox where I'm at, getting a package and asking the person who took the delivery, what's in it? I don't know why I do this, but I do it every single time. I mean, if they know what's... Am I testing these people, trying to see whether they've committed a felony or something?
Yeah, so I don't... I really question whether or not they're going to be able to get any charges to stick on somebody, that as far as it's like a user of the site. But on the other hand, they may just go ahead and bring charges with the hopes that they'll get someone to plead guilty.
Right. I certainly hope vendors are clearing their databases as well.
Yeah, and that is presumably who they will spend most of their time on is the vendors, not so much the users of the site. There are about 3,800 vendors, about 150,000 buyers in that two-month window. Yeah.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you take control here, especially if you've got thoughts on the Silk Road takedown. It is or was the world's largest black market. Anything, almost anything, you could buy it on the Silk Road. I mean, if you could buy it on Amazon, if probably not on the Silk Road. Silk Road sold everything that you couldn't get on eBay and Amazon. All kinds of drugs, fake IDs, forgeries, things like that. Fascinating site. It was an amazing place just to browse around, just to look at what the options were. There was a very detailed user forum in there where people would talk about their experiences. They would share experiences about the buyers. Of course, the Silk Road, the benefit of this, one of the big benefits of the site was it was essentially the eBay of online, the online black market. Everybody, even though they were anonymous on the site, had a user reputation. So the sellers would be building reputation as they were doing transactions. And if they were a bad seller, word was going to get out. The people on the site communicated with one another. Nobody knew who each other was. But yet, even though folks were anonymous, they still had reputation. Mm. And that reputation mattered. So let's go to the phones. We'll take your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Unfortunately, I don't know. It would be interesting to find out if Ross was a Free State Project participant. He didn't have it on his likes on his Facebook page, and he should have, because the Free State Project is a great idea for people that love liberty, people who appreciate what freedom means, your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. Then you need to get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. We've got to reach 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who pledged to make the move here. Nemi, you didn't have to move. You were fortunate enough to be born and raised in New Hampshire. But Mark and I moved back in 2006. We're considered early movers. If you were to move within the next year or so, you'll still be considered an early mover because the Free State Project has only reached about 74% of their goal. So we still have several thousand more signers to get. And maybe that could be you. FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from Little Bighorn, Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Hey, I woke up this morning and I went to make an order on the Silk Road and I saw that it had been seized. And that really threw me because I've been using it now for about 7 or 8 months. And man, it totally threw a curveball in my direction.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get into any further detail on what you were ordering, but are you concerned as a user of the site that the FBI might be targeting you?
No, not at all. I mean, it's possible, I guess. It's not a big worry of mine. My bigger concern is, like, where do you turn now? Like, is it possible that the Silk Road comes back? Is it gone for good? Is there something else that'll...
Well, that's an excellent question, because they do reveal in the indictment that Dread Pirate Roberts had several admins on the site, and they were reporting to him on a regular basis. So they, you know, they would give him like a weekly report of who they interacted with and, you know, what they were doing. They'd frequently come to Dread Pirate Roberts to ask him questions of how do I handle this situation with these customers, that kind of thing. So he wasn't handling the entirety of the admin of the site. And given that the Atlantis site that popped up recently to compete with the Silk Road looked almost the same as far as functionality, it had a different kind of skin to it, but the functionality of the site seemed almost identical to the Silk Road. So it's certainly possible that Dread Pirate Roberts sent copies of the site to trusted administrators, or at least, you know, somewhat redacted copies of the site to trusted administrators, to where they might be able to place the site back online on a different server at some point in the future, which would be very interesting to see happen.
I'm looking at a screenshot here of a tour site that's taken from about noon today, so that says to me that it's up and running, called Black Market Reloaded.
Yes, Black Market Reloaded is one of the competitors. There's another one out there called Sheep Marketplace. I have been unable to log into either of the sites, and I can't figure out why that is. I think it's a problem with my Tor, because I can't find the same problem being replicated anywhere else. So there are at least two sites. There's a third one called Drug Market. There's an online, if you look for the hidden wiki, if you're a Tor user, and Tor, by the way, for our newer listeners, is an anonymizing service online. You can use Tor to access all kinds of things that you're not supposed to access. But you go to the hidden wiki, and there's a drugs category. So you can look at the drugs category, and you can see all the different sites that are offering drugs for sale on Tor. Most of the sites that are offering drugs for sale on Tor are just sites operated by one person. There's not like a login thing, or there's not a reputation rating or anything. So those, to me, those are big question marks. Who are these people?
Was,
you know,
that was the big thing the Silk Road had going for it was, like you said, it had like all the users, buyers and sellers. They all had, even though, like you said, they're anonymous, they all had reputations linked to their accounts, so you could tell, you know, is this guy ripping everybody off? Is this guy not sending people money? Like, it was just, it was an amazing thing, and I'm so sad that it's gone.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. There will, you can guarantee the market's going to fill this vacuum. The question is, with which site? Is it going to be one of the existing ones, or is there going to be a new Silk Road that arises from the ashes and manages to recapture the site's
users? Anybody can call themselves Silk Road at this point.
That's right. Anybody can call themselves the Silk Road. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, the thing with these other sites, the Black Market Reloaded and the Sheep site, Sheep Marketplace, is that they probably don't have that much traffic, or I bet you they do today, but before today they probably didn't have that many users. So there's going to be a real rocky period here where these new sites are going to have an influx of new users. The sellers from the Silk Road, they still want to do business, so they're going to show up on these sites. But so are the scammers. And one of the problems with the Silk Road that people have had to deal with is, if you're dealing with a new seller, you don't know who this person is. They have no reputation. You don't know if they're selling viable product or what. So the first people who do business with that new seller are taking a chance. You know, you're okay, so there's this new guy on the scene. He's offering LSD at a fraction of the price as the other guys are, and he's saying, well, the reason I'm offering this discount is because I'm new. I want to build my reputation.
What else would you say, right?
Sounds good. Do you want to risk $100 and, you know, buy, you know, paying for whatever the cost of this product is?
What if,
and then possibly have it disappear?
Did any of them just do, like, you know, $1 sales or something like that in order to get to run their reputation up? If somebody delivered whatever the product was, I don't care what it was. It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, below cost or something like that?
Not just below cost, but a zero. Maybe maybe zero. Okay, look, for the first five
people,
first five people, I'm just giving it away.
Look, yeah,
I
could do that.
I'm sending one to you. And the first five people that say yeah, then
free samples, sure.
And then what you got to do is you've got to respond and give me a good rating,
that's
and then we'll
great
go from
idea.
There.
But just think though,
that's right. I'm a black marketing genius.
There are some people though. Think about this though. The Silk Road had certain sellers that had been there for a long time and had built up very good reputation ratings with the consumers there. But those sellers' names are probably well known. And a enterprising scam artist could go to these new websites and sign up under those old names.
Right.
Thereby masquerading
as drugs or whatever.
Right. Thereby masquerading as, hey, guys, I'm still here. Go ahead and place your orders now. And then, you know, people will go ahead and be suckered in by that. And they'll send all this money and then won't get any product. Of course, one of the cool things about the Silk Road was the escrow system, which helped protect buyers from unscrupulous sellers. So ultimately, it ended up being the sellers that would get screwed by unscrupulous buyers because of the way the escrow system worked. The way it would work would be you would make a purchase, and then the money that you would have was in the Silk Road system. They would extract the money from your account in the Silk Road system, hold that in escrow.
And this is how they got that $3 million, because it was all this escrow, right?
No, I think the $3.5 million was all in Dread Pirate Roberts' account. I don't know how much of that was the escrow. I don't know if the escrow was in addition to that. Maybe it was part of the $3.5 million. I'm not real clear on what made up that $3.5 million. But either way, so it would be held in escrow. The seller was to ship the item, and then the escrow would hold for about 2 weeks for the shipping time. The buyer, when the item was received, was then to examine the item, make sure it was the item that they had, you know, ordered, and then release the escrow to the seller at that point. And as long as everybody's on the up and up, the system works great. If everybody's not on the up and up, then the problem can be that some of the sellers were forcing buyers to finalize early. Now, they weren't forced to. It was just part of the deal. It was like, yeah, if you buy from me and you don't have a good buyer reputation, you've got to finalize early.
What does finalize mean?
To finalize would mean to release from escrow, even though you have not received the product, which to me sounds like a really questionable thing to ask a buyer to do.
Yeah.
I would not personally want to purchase from a seller that were demanding finalizing early, but there were a lot of them that would do that.
Hmm.
So, but a lot of the times the buyer would claim to have not received something, and then the seller had shipped it, but did the buyer actually receive it and then claim to not receive it? Then the buyers and the sellers are out some money. And anyway, more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts on the Silk Road.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.